Okay, today is the Sabbath Vow, the Sabbath Table of the Days. We are right by the right by 1, 2, 3, 4 lines from the bottom of the 2 dots. So the Mishnah said, Ketzad Yorad. Right? What does that mean, Ketzad Yorad? Right? We learned yesterday a very unique concept that Tumas HaTahom does not cause, what's Tumas HaTahom? Tumah that nobody knew was there. That Tumah does not cause a Nazir to become, to undo his Naziris if he became aware of the Tumas HaTahom after he took a shave.
Right.
But if at any time beforehand, things like a regular Tumah, like any other Nazir would be getting time. Right? And then the Mishnah said, he said, for example, Yarad went out to a mitzvah, and he saw a maize floating on the water. That's not Tumas HaTahom. That's in broad daylight. But if there was a maze somehow in some of the crevices, and then afterwards they were doing some construction, and they found the maze, that's Tumas HaTahom. Right? Now there's another din. The other din is that Safa, floating Tumah, ain't on the Tumah within the Sheretz, doesn't cause Tumah regarding Sheretz. Meaning the Sheretz is floating in the water, right? You didn't touch it. But maybe there's Ohel, there's no Ohel by the Sheretz anyway. Right?
Is he trying to say that the whole water is...
No. It's very simple. Normally, if there's a Suffolk, did I touch that Sheretz? Right. I don't know, it's a Suffolk, I just don't know. In Rosh Hashanah, you're Tameh. In Rosh Hashanah, you're Tahar. However, if the Tumah was floating, if the Sheretz was floating in water, for example, you want to do a mikvah, and you're not sure. Did I touch the Sheretz? Or did I not touch the Sheretz?
Right?
You're Tahar. It's another wrinkle in the Tumah. Floating Tumah Sheretz doesn't make you Tameh. What about floating dead bodies? That's not a Sheretz. Right? That'd be different. Right? Floating, what's his, right? Make sense? Doesn't make any sense. But that's the halacha. Okay? Ditanya, we have a brisa that says, Safek Tumah Ditanya, we have a brisa, Safek Tumah Tafu. Tumah that's floating on the water, and there's a Safek if a person touched it or not, right? Safek Tumah, Tafu, right? Bing the Kalim, Bing the Karka, Tahora. Whether or not this happened in water that's on karka, like a lake, or whether it happened in a keli, like a swimming pool, that's what means baby karka, baby keli, whether this happened in a swimming pool, or it happened in karka, right? Maybe Shimon Omer, the keli, Tameya, the karka, Tahora.
Something
means it's floating. The word tzaddik means to float. The word tzaddik, the letter tzaddik pei, always denote up looking down. For example, tzafa means to float. It's on top. Tzipor is a bird, right? Hartzofim is lookout mountain, right? Hartzofim, right? That those two letters always denote that. Up looking down, right? So anyway, Shimon says, big cave lives man. If it happened in a swimming pool, doesn't have to be a swimming pool, it could even be a soup pot. Right. There's a sheretz floating in the pot, and you're not sure if he's stirring, you're not sure if he touched it. So there's this cool to hear about floating sheretzes, right? So in a keli, if it happened in a keli, right? Then Shimon says your tummy. Why? You go back to the old rules. It happened in your kitchen. That's a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. You're coming. If it happened in Karka, even if it happened in your backyard, maybe you're lake in your own backyard, it's a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Then you're talking. Why? That's a kula by floating Sheretz Tumah. Okay? My time in the Tarakama, what's the reason for the Tarakama? What does the Tarakama say?
This is no matter where.
No matter what you're talking, what's the reason for that? Our revision is part of Divi. If it says, which means,
home, back home, to who's going to be, wherever it takes place, wherever it is. We see it as Al-Arif, but it also says it has to take place Al-Arif. Okay, to have that make any sense? Vadai Mago Tamin.
If you Vadai touched it, you're Tamin.
Safik Mago Tamar. And if you're a Safik, you're Tamar. If it's in Rosh Hashanah, you're Arabi. Rabbi Shimon. And what about Rabbi Shimon,
who said the only time this kula applies is on Karka, not on a Keli. Right?
My time. Amar Ula. See, if it says, Af Ma'ayon, it says, Ma'ayon is a spring. But see, if it says, Yitma, so I'm not 100% sure what the question even is. Okay, exactly. B, Tafa, the Kaelin, and Tamit.
Because a Mayan is not a Kaelin. A Mayan is considered a natural spring.
So Tafa, the Kaelin, and Tamit.
If it happens in a Kaelin, you're Tamit.
Vikarka, Tar. Happens in a Karka, you're Tar. Okay, next. Tarabon, Lord of Brisa, Kal Hani Tullin, Fahani Grorin, Fakon Tame, Mipnei Shehain, Kimiluchasa. Those words mean any Tuma that is grabbed or pushed, removed, the suffix is Tame, because it's like it's stationary. Okay, what does that mean? Let's look at Tosos, the second Tosos. Kal Hani Tullin.
What does that mean?
Adam Ome Bamayim. A guy is standing in a pool of water. The chaveiro and his friend play a mishalshel
cherets. And his friend has a dead cheret tied to a string. And he's playing around with the dead cheret tied to a string. Okay?
Safek, Navajo, Adam, Ha'omei, B'mayim.
It's a safek if the guy in the water touched that cheret.
So, or having gore. What's the gore? The gore needs to, be pulled, dread. What does that mean? His friend was dragging the sherets on the water, on the face of the water.
Safik noga, safik tamid.
Right? Safik noga, safik tamid.
If you have a safik, if you touched it, in both these cases, you're tamid. Why?
Because
it's like it's stationary. Remember we said that this kula of sherets only applies if it's floating. Right. Here, the floating is not natural. Because someone's pulling it. Therefore, it's like it's good.
Kevon, she got Adam to Facebook.
Since someone is holding on to it.
Ain't Khan did Tomatzafa. That's not the din of Tomatzafa,
and therefore it's as if it's stationary, and therefore you're coming.
Okay, good. Next, Gemara in the Gemara. The Han is rocking, but if somebody threw it, Sveko Tar.
The suffix is Tar.
Chutz Menachzayis.
Except for a kizayis of mace or oil. What does that mean?
Let's look at the next tosos. Kigo, for example, you see it? Kigo. Adam hahole pamayim. A guy is walking in water. A guy not walking in water, he's going in water. Venimcha kizayis mace kavua b'mayim. And he finds a kizayis of mace stuck in the kavua.
How could that be? That may be what?
Exactly.
Right? Something if you pass by that, that's fine.
So, did a sheretz, nagava, tar.
If this would be a sheretz, you'd be tar.
Or, open mace, mutamasnada.
Or if you touched, Obama's touched it.
If you touched it. The kachli tahira, tafa, vituma, kavua. Kimotuma hatzafa the tahara kavua.
Okay, what does that mean?
It's stuck on a rock, so it's kavua. It's not moving. All depends on whether it's
floating. So the hand is rocking. The hand is rocking to take on tar means very simply. A guy throws a sheretz.
Right.
Well, I suppose the sheretz. And
we're not sure if you passed by it or you touched it when it was thrown. That's like tumas tzafa, like floating tuma. You're tar. So the tzafa, you're tar.
Right. Except for
kizayis of a mace.
V'amal p'nei tuma.
Tumas
kola. What does that mean?
It's really two cases of Thomas Hobbes, right?
Why is he dropping Thomas Hobbes?
You're assuming it's a...
Why is he dropping Thomas Hobbes?
What?
Why is he assuming that you know it out loud?
You know that it's a piece of human.
It's right, it's human. It's different now.
You're
which is all the cool hell we apply by Sheriff. Now it's human.
Right.
Why is he dropping the nail anyway?
What?
It could be. There's two assumptions here.
Yeah.
You're assuming that you can see from a kazayas of something.
Correct.
You know that that's a Jew's human.
Right. So that's always assuming. We're always assuming that. Otherwise, there's no Shiloh.
Right. But how could you assume that?
I don't know. Maybe somehow they know. I don't know.
Isn't it a spec faker?
So there's a whole discussion of the spec faker by Tumah in Shusayach, which is what happened. There's a whole discussion about that. There's a whole discussion of the case. Let's just forget the case. There's a kazayas of this, right? Right. The first case is very simple. There's a kazayas of a mace, and there's in the water, and there's a suffix. If you made an oval over it or not. By Tomas Sharitz, we say that's a cooler. Right. Not by a human. Right. That's easy. But the second one, the tumah is stationary. It's in a rock, like we said. Right? Now, did he make an ohel over that stationary part or not? It's very simple.
He made an oval over the stationary part. Why wouldn't he? Why isn't he ma'al? Why isn't he tumah?
He is. That's what he is. Of course not. He's ma'al and not tumah. Those are not exceptions. The only exception was by Sheretz. Very simple. Okay. Fine. Next, the chol davar shemet. Back to the Gemara. The chol davar shemetame milmala kilamata. Anything that will be metame above and below. Lasuye zav v'zava. To include a zav and a zava. What does it mean to tie above and below? So there's a halacha that anything a zav or a zava sits on becomes tame. What if she sits on a mattress? She becomes tame. What if there are two mattresses stacked one on top of the other? She sits on the top mattress. She doesn't touch the bottom mattress at all. Bottom mattress becomes tame. What if there are 10 mattresses? All mattresses become tame. That's what it means. Tumas ola, mila, to the lamata.
As a bean underneath the last mattress, tame also.
Correct. Only if it's something that can be sat on. So the floor is not tame, because you don't sit on floors. Right? You don't lie down on a floor. Right? Books are sitting on, they're all resting on books. That doesn't become tame. You don't sit on that. It has to be something.
Food.
So food's not also, you don't sit on food. So it's the only thing that you sit on or lie on or normally sit on or normally lie on. Right? What if you sit on something that's not normal? It's the Gemara's about that. Right? Like a box or these kinds of things. But we're not talking about a case like that. That's what we'll do. Who's the next person? Your metame by hesed means you move it. So even if you're on the top mattress, you touch all 10. The top one of a zava is zava. Kilamata mimesh kavo. Makes all of them tame when you're leaning on them. If the zav and the zava are in this water, the kli exlam, and there's a kli there, safek heseto, and there's a safek if you touched it or moved it. In mildly tire, mishum tumas tzafa. There's no tumas tzafa here. Why? Because only tumas tzafa by a sheretz. Ella b'magen dafka, do me the sheretz. Right? V'chein in mitras sham v'zav over safed baras eil tar to mishum tumas tzafa. There's no tumas tzafa by anything else. Just by, not by ohel, not by humans, just by sheretz. Not by zav or zav, just by tumas sheretz. Okay. Now, boy, Rebbe Racham. Rebbe Racham asked the following question. Ready? This is a typical classical Gemara question. Basically, what if the mace is in a kli? The kli tzafa al pnei hamayim. But the kli is floating in water. Right? Now, what's the deal? Now, what's the question? Basar kli was nima. Do we follow the kli? If we follow the kli, right? What? No. Then the mace is not floating. Because the kli is floating. The kli is floating, not the mace. Buster, please stop us leaving. Or do you go after the mace and it's floating? So you should just know it's gonna be a take. Okay, we're gonna have 20 questions now, and it's all gonna be a take.
Even the coolest by a sheriff.
Right, so that's a good question. So towards the end of the classroom, right?
Yeah, this is a regular mass.
Right?
Although, if it's clear it's floating, it's at the base of the water. It's not an in of sulfur, it's an in of the mixed on the water. Yeah.
So, first of all, some change the gears of the Seychelles. Some change the gears of the Seychelles complete. Because otherwise, simply right. We're not talking about, right? Didn't we say that only applies by a sheret? Some changes to say sheret is in the kli. So if you go by the sheret, it's floating. If you go by the kli, it's not floating. Only the kli is floating, not the sheret. Right? Others somehow say no, might apply by tumas touching. If it's a hard, so let's say the sheret. It'll be easier. Right? So, in Tibs Alomar Basar Kalias Linen, you want to tell me if I'll the Kli? How about this? Mace Adabi Sheretz Mau. What about a mace on top of a Sheretz? Kiva the high Tumas Erev, the high Tumas Shiva, since one's only coming for one day, and one's coming for 7 days, it's as if it's floating on the Kli, because it's not the same thing. It's not floating, not something floating with itself. It's two separate things.
Oh,
it's got one long fat tumor. How could you say that? Right? Doesn't matter. The sheriff is floating. And therefore, it would be tar. Why? Because it's a subject of floating sheriffs. If it's a long command of half the tumor of the Kleidania, if you want to tell me it's that, the Tommy Vadai, sheriffs are got the Nevilo. What if the sheretz on top of the nevela? The nevela tafa, and the nevela is floating. Mahu, what's the vid? Kim b'tarvara tumas erev. Since they're both tumas erev, so you can't tell me the anti game before. Well, that was a mace. Mace is tumas shiva. Now it's also it's a nevela. It's a dead animal.
Inan tumas etihi. So it's really one big tuma. Odilma hai kizayis. The hai kadasha.
The shear of a nevela is a kizayis, and the shear of a sheretz is a kadasha. So maybe they're not the same.
What about this? Sheretz on top of sheretz now.
What if a sheretz on top of a sheretz? Right? Tani, Vada, Tashi, Yurden, it's both the same. Both sheretzes. Oh, Dilma, Kivan, Dimifaski, Mahadodi. Dimifaski, Mahadodi, Lo. Right? Or you can say no. Well, they're two distinct bodies. So it's two bodies, so maybe it's considered floating. Maybe it's not considered floating, and there'd be no heifer. Right, because only the kli, so to speak, which here is another sheretz, should have the din of floating.
In terms of large sheretz on top of sheretz,
you want to tell me sheretz on top of sheretz?
Kivan demifaski adogi keman demanchu bekli dami, since they're distinct bodies.
It's as if it's floating. If it's not floating even.
It's in a kli,
and therefore it doesn't have the status of floating. Sheretz on top of a vela.
What about a sheretz on top of a vela?
Sheni mucha.
Which is all dispersed. How could this be? I don't know. How could if it's already liquidy, then how could it be floating on that and not floating on the water? I don't know.
Right? But that's a more question. Given the command of the Kleitam, sheretz on top of Nevela.
But a sheretz on top of Nevela, Shenimucha,
Mahu. Right? That's the page, right? Given the Nimucha, Havli Mashke.
Since it's all dissolved, it's like Mashke. But it was once food, right? So maybe since it was once food, it has the status of a kli, and therefore the sheretz is floating on a kli, therefore it's not considered floating, and therefore there's no kula here of tumas floating. You want to tell me that has the status of food. Why does it have the status of food? Because it was once food, so really it's still a solid.
Sheretz on top of shechva zera ma.
What if the sheretz is floating on shechva zera? Again, how's that even possible?
Yeah.
I don't really know how that's possible because it's really liquidy.
Exactly.
How could it be floating distinctly on that? Right?
Imtim talomar kivim dimis aqua have what?
Small sheretz. Very small sheretz. Why even by shechva
zera?
Could it say
right also? No. We're going to say shechva zera for a specific reason. Why? Kivim dimis aqua, since it's separated from the, now because we assume that a human being is considered an ocho. It's a solid.
Okay.
So the shift was there. When it was inside you, it had the status of a solid, so to speak. But now that it came out, it doesn't have the status of a solid. Kivim dimis aqua, since it's separated from the body. Havale ki ochla. So that maybe just because it's separated from the body, why should it lose its status as a salad? So I don't know if you said that by rogue.
I don't know. I just want to know how can they pick Sheikh Bazera as opposed to rogue?
Because that's exactly the point. Sheikh Bazera is part of the body. Yeah. I don't know if rogue is part of the body.
I don't know if Sheikh Bazera is part of the body.
It sure certainly is. It's inside your body. Then it comes out. So
rogue
maybe.
Also inside your body.
No, it's not really.
Where does it come from?
Or they could have asked about Da.
Huh?
That would have been better with Da.
Or Da.
It's like the body that came out. So, okay, I picked something. So the question is, since it came from body, does it still have the status of a solid? If it has the status of a solid, then the sharat is floating on something, and then it's not considered floating. So ki uchla sharat adami mechatos. What about if the sharat is on top of mechatos? Mechatos is paraduma water.
Right.
Umechatos tzafen al gabi mayim. Mahu. What's the story?
Right,
what's that question? That question is what?
What's the difference?
The answer is the whole thing is a take. Take it's all take. We don't know the answer to any of these questions. Now the beginning questions were good questions. The first question was a good question. If the sharat is in a kli,
right?
If the sharat is in a kli, right?
Then is he floating or not?
Is he floating or not?
Right.
That's a good question. Everything else, is it flowing from that question? And what about if the kli is also tummy? That's really what it was.
Mm.
And then what if the kli was a liquid? Right. So just. Progression of all the questions.
So, what was the last one?
Yeah,
the last one was resting on mechatas. Mechatas is the paraduma concoction. So that's not really a liquid. It's a liquid, but there's also solid stuff in there.
Because it's ash
in there, and dirt,
yeah.
Right? And they put it into these other things, right?
So the same question.
Same question. Is that the status of a liquid or a solid? Because it's a little bit of both. And the answer is table. Now, yesterday we said. So the truth is that the reason why it's a Nazir is because it's Thomas at the home, there was a kula only by Nazir. Right? By Nazir and by Gael makes the carbon pesach. If they were Tomei with Tumas at the home, they get a pass. That's not really Tumas. Only applied by Nazir and Tumas at the home. Mm-hmm. Once we talked about that, we went off on tangents.
Well, some is also.
What?
Some is also an exception.
No, that was by Sheretz.
Right.
That can be by anybody. Yeah. Any person. Again, a Nazir and a guy who makes a carbon pesach have a kula of Tumas at the home. Mm-hmm. So, Amr of Duna. They went to the kever at the home. On the seventh day of their toma, on the seventh day of their tahira, whatever.
What's the kever at the home? What does that mean?
Well, it means a tome.
It means a tome.
Yeah.
And they didn't know they wandered into this tome.
No. What happened was like this: a guy was tummy. A guy was tummy.
Yeah.
And he the last day of his tumah was Erev Pesach.
Okay.
So he went to the Paraduma, he got himself sprinkled on the third day, the seventh day. It's now the seventh day.
Right.
He brings the carbon Pesach, he's allowed to do that.
Right.
And then later in the day he goes to Tumas at the home. He bumps into Tumas at the home.
But here says
Halak he went. Shalak at the home. He bumped into some tome. B'shvi shalahem. It's on the seventh day of their tahira. What's the story about the seventh day of their tahira? Are you tahar?
You know, you're saying it's their hair of shemesh.
Exactly. You really have to wait till nightfall.
But he already went to the
mikvah. He already did after this. And there's no way, by the way, this is not like a nida who could still have a re'iyah.
Okay.
It's not like that. There's no way this tumah can be undone. Think about it.
Right.
We always talk about a mita. So she, maybe she'll go to the mikvah to save time on the seventh day.
Yes,
she can't really do that because or zava. Because maybe they'll still have an emission. They'll still have a re'iyah. So they really have to wait. They can go to the mikvah, but they're just saving time. It doesn't save them, because they can still have a problem. But here, there's nothing to wait for, just nightfall. Why? Because I already went to the Paraduma. I did everything I have. There's nothing more for me to do. There's nothing more that can happen. The only thing that can happen is I can become Tomei again. There's nothing that can happen. But here, my Tumah was, Tumah's at the home. Which we said is not really a Tumah.
Right.
If you're a guy who made the Korban Pesach, which we're talking about, or you're a Nazir, which we're talking about. Right? Understand the case? Got the case? Because what Ramuna just said, it's not a problem. You're Tumah. Right? You're Tumah. My time, why Tumah? The law of Lima, Tumah's at the home, Mitzvah. Because Tumah's at the home is not strong enough to make these people Tumah. One second. Our Mishnah said the exact opposite. What did our Mishnah say? Masri is Rava. Rava asked the question. One minute. What did our Mishnah say? It said, he will ask the Mishnah, because it might be worthwhile to do that. What did our Mishnah say? Our Mishnah said, it's on top of Gimel on an Aleph, on the top. What did our Mishnah say? In the third line of the Mishnah, in Achelo Gilas, if the Nazir still didn't go to the haircut, what does that mean? That means it happened on day 10, or day 20, or day 30, but he didn't go to the haircut yet. Then whether it's Tumas at the home or not, he has to start over again. Ketad, for example, Yara Lipo Vimara, he went to go Tovel in the cave, and then some may stuff up in the Ara, Tame, Ninsa Mishuka Batarka, Batarka Ara. Now, Yara Glahakir Tahar, if he went, now there's Tumas at the home here, if he went down to cool off and he bumped into Tumas at the home, he's Tahar. Retire, you Tumas Mays, Tame. But if he was going down to go to Tumas Meis, he's Tamei.
Right.
Why? Because you're already Tamei, so this kula we're not, is not going to apply. If you're Tahar and you happen to go in there, then we'll give you the kula.
Right.
Now, this guy.
But the case is a different case.
Why?
Because he's going down to be.
Matahir.
Matahir, at that point in time, Anthony Gregory, we spoke about this earlier.
Right.
No, in case you're just walking in the street, you're not going to if someone was.
So you're making a very good distinction. He didn't say
a
very good part. The Gemara's going to give a different answer. That's a good answer.
But well, we learned in the mission, you said that this doesn't necessarily mean somebody was going down to the mikvah because he's funny. It could be just going down to the mikvah because I'm drunk.
So that was, no, that's Lahakir. That's Lahakir. I'm going down because I like going to mikvah.
Right.
That's Lahakir. So since he's really tar.
Right.
He's really tar. Now, there's a shayla over here about Tumas at the home. Don't worry about it. But if you're Tamei, and I have Tumas at the home, you say he's still Tamei. Why? Because Cheskas Tamei Tamei. So what about our case? Isn't the guy Tamei? That's the Gemara's Rava's question.
Yeah,
he, seventh day.
Right,
is he Tamei?
So
not really.
What's the status of the seventh
What's the status of this guy? Is he Tahar? It's not Tahar. He won't be tar until nightfall.
Right.
So what did Rav Huna say? Don't worry about it. He's tar. Says Rav, didn't our Mishnah say not like that? Didn't our Mishnah say that if you're tameh, it's a cheskas tameh? So the Gemara is going to answer, he's not really tameh. Yours is good. I was thinking about you. What you said.
She said, wouldn't it? She said, no, it's different here
because there, he's really tameh. He doesn't have to say. Maybe it's the same answer.
Yeah. It
right.
It's
the same answer. So what's it, Rav? What's that? You said with Tommy. Why? Right?
So look at Tosos in the third book, in the second to last part of the last skinny line. Where's Barton on the chapter? Allah, hey, so this is Hazel Pitomaso.
Well, you're sure, Tommy.
Lower up to Hitler, it was a Tom.
To his Tom is not a cooler. So why is this good? Why is there a minute right?
So on the way, Modil of a Nazir said, of course, our time lachas.
I agree with you if a Nazir didn't shave yet. If a Nazir didn't shave yet, what is he?
Right? Look at the next clause. On the way, Modil of a Nazir said, of course, our time lachas.
Pirish,
And last class, he taught. In other words, he was taught. The guy was taught, I totally agree with you. Right?
The Mishnah was talking about where somebody was tummy. If somebody was tummy and he goes into this mikvah and there's a shayla of tumas at the home, of course he's still tummy. Of course the tumas at the home is a problem. Why?
Right?
He still has to go to the mikvah. There's another step to do. What's the other step? Rav Yehuda was talking about the seventh day after he shaved, or a guy who brought the carbon Pesach on his seventh day. Did he heat the Mechusar Har Shemesh? No question about it. He still has to wait for nightfall. But Baha'i, will carry the Cheskas Tomei. That Cheskas Tomei.
He's done.
Why is it not Cheskas Tomei?
Because he's done.
The only thing that has to wait for is nightfall.
Exactly.
What Chazaka does he have? He's just waiting for time. There's nothing else for him to do.
Does it fool you?
What? He's like a tool. Exactly. He's a tool yom. So there's a bunch of different kinds of tool yoms. A nida is also a tool yom. But a nida, she's waiting for nightfall, but she's also hoping she doesn't become tummy again. She doesn't have a re'iyah. Because if she has a re'iyah, it's over. A zaza. She's a tool yom. She's waiting for nightfall. But she's waiting for nightfall, but she's also hoping she doesn't have another re'iyah. Because if she does, she's tummy again. Here, there's nothing else to wait for, just nightfall. Nothing else can happen. Right? Now, you can come talk to me again, it's true. Dead body can fall on top of you. Okay, but that...
That's not true.
What?
It's not you're doing anything.
It's not you're doing, but the point is, that's the halacha. But here, there's nothing for you to do. Nothing more process. There's nothing to do, nothing to wait for, nothing can happen to you. So now you went to the mikvah and you bought the zumas at the home. That's not a problem. What about the Mishnah? In the Mishnah, the guy still was tummy.
He didn't shave it.
He's still tummy. First of all, he's tummy. He's going to the mikvah to become tahor, and he didn't shave yet. That's that zumas at the home. It's not a steer at all. Okay. I agree with you about that. I agree with you. The guy who drinks the Karm Pesach on day 7 of his Tyra, he's not lacking anything. What's he lacking? Waiting for night to come. What about Harav Shemesh? You're waiting for Harav Shemesh? What about Harav Shemesh? But that happens by itself. There's nothing more for you to do. And by the way, that answer is so good, but I also do agree with it. I also change his mind. You know who loves Tavi. The halacha is like this. A woman, when she has a baby, now this can only happen if she has a girl. If she has a girl, she's Tameya for 14 days, and she's Tahar for 66 days. That adds up to 80. Then she has to bring a carbon on the 80th day. Right? What if, that's what it means. Yom loves Tavi. On the 8th, Yom loves is the 80th day. The 80th day, she has to bring a carbon. Okay? On the 80th day, she has to bring a carbon. Good? Everyone agree with that? Wonderful. What happens if she has a miscarriage? During these 80 days, she gets pregnant and has another miscarriage. So it's a machlokes. Does she bring one carbon or more than one? That can only happen if you have a girl. Because if you have a boy, it's only 40 days. It's impossible to get pregnant and have a miscarriage. But the miscarriage will count. It's impossible. So it has to only be if you have a girl. So you had a girl, you had a baby, you're then after a carbon, well, after a carbon after 80 days, then you have a baby, she doesn't get pregnant again, has a miscarriage again within the 80 days. Now it's day 80 now. She had two births. One was a real birth, and one was unfortunately a miscarriage. Does she bring one carbon or two? So your loss, Tony.
Twelve more loss.
If it happened during the 80, low time. Doesn't bring a second carbon. Only bring one. Why? Because it's one period of 80. Whatever happens during that 80, only bring one. I would think that, listen to this. I would think that if you put there, you stay in it, and you put there from both of them, you know, low time. That's just what we said. There's a hot minute to say, let's say, Tosa says like this, let's say she has a baby. She counts 14 days, she's now counting 66 days. During that time, she gets pregnant, she has a miscarriage. On the day she has a miscarriage, that should start a new count for that second baby. But it's in the first 80. This can go on for 5 years.
Right.
Every time she'll get miscarriages, and you could think, well, it's all within the 80. So when it's all done after 4 months, 5, 6, 7 months, it's happened 3 or 4 times, how many did you bring out? Did you bring one? Or since each, why would it be one? Because each one was in the 80, so it's like one long 80. Or do you not say that? Right? So I would say, so top love loves, you need to hire him, become a lost tummy, top loves, love tummy. So, Omar Kahana, here's the difference, how you have a lot, it's a cost of carbon, because you have to be the carbon, so maybe the 80 days do not swallow each other up, and maybe you have to be the second carbon. This is all to get to the point that Abai agrees that Harav Shemesh doesn't matter, doesn't count. Because the Gemara says, Hasan Hami, what's with the Harav Shemesh? But 1 minute. Whether or not those 80 days can swallow each other up, it's still in Harav Shemesh. So maybe it's not really a full 80 days until the nightfall. That happens by itself. This woman also, when she's counting these 80 days, what could happen during the 80 days to make the 80 days go longer? The answer is nothing. Right? There's nothing. Not a re'iyah, none of these things. Just waiting for nightfall. When you're just waiting for nightfall, the nightfall is not so ma'akev. Why? Because it happens on its own. Nothing else can happen. You see, Abai also agreed with that. Abai also agreed with that was the halacha. Okay? We're going to stop here. My homework will stop here by the Mishnah. And tomorrow we'll continue. And everybody have a very good day. Thank you.